coming up next to the stage. I have been to Seattle with this woman twice, I think, at least twice. She will not be with me on my third time, sadly, but she's here right now, Mary Beth Smith.
Yeah! The last time I did ER Stories, I complimented the women of Cover Stories shoes, and Garn was like, "What about me?" And I was like, I said what I said, but I've noticed since then, he bought a new pair of shoes for this trip. I'm going to call him out. They look nice, guys. They look pretty nice.
I bought them at Walmart.
Hey, man, you know, style. So I thought about singing my favorite, like, road trip song. It was the song that I was listening to. When I moved up to Chicago, it's a Swell Season song called Feeling the Pull. And the opening line is, well, I'm heading back to pack a bag to head out on the road and take away what I know is mine. And I think that's just like a really nice sentiment heading into a trip. So maybe I'll remind you to throw it on your playlist or something like that, because I'm not going to sing it. But what I am going to do in the spirit of Garn, you know, trying to do something that he's never done before but kind of always wanted to, that's maybe a little scary, and he maybe didn't have, like, as much planning for it as time for it as he may have wanted to, but seems to have still put together a really wonderful tour. I'm going to do some stand-up. Man, you guys are, like, proving exactly why I knew this was going to be a room that I could do this in. Because I've said zero jokes, and that was, like, the warmest response I've ever gotten to doing anything. I've been having trouble recently differentiating between things that people like genuinely versus things that they like ironically. And while I do think, I truly do think that there are people who genuinely like things ironically. Take, for instance... The Bachelor, like, family of television shows. I'm sure there are too many people out there who are all, yes, love is a game meant to be played, and I won't stop at nothing until I win the prize of man. But I think there are plenty of people who dig those bad boys for who know, like, full well, because they have the common sense to see how messed up it is. But they enjoy them anyway on this, you know, ironic wave of toxicity. I mean, come on. Some of the same bitches who are watching these shows are whining about the lack of respect for women. Hell, some of these bitches are upset that I just called a group of people bitches. But here we are. And people are kind of just lapping up this exploitative drool that it makes celebrities out of nobodies. And nobody's out of the siblings of celebrities. Looking at you, Aaron Rodgers' brother, whose name I do not know. But it's gotten to the point where I have heard my coworker on more than one occasion brag about the fact that he went to college with one of the Bachelors. That tells you two things. That he watches a lot of the series The Bachelor, and that he's very uninteresting. Now... I'm not going to try to stand here and say that I've never watched a dating show and that I'm above them, because that is very untrue. I watched every episode of The Flavor of Love. Yeah, some of them twice. But to me, there's a layer of, like, bad ironic separation with a show like that. It's just inherent in having Flavor Flav as a love interest. Flav is a Flanderization of what sheltered middle American kids think a rapper is. Like, for sure. On the show, there was, like, another layer of separation in that he would give every woman a nickname. And I think part of that was so that he wouldn't have to learn their actual names. And part of that was so that they legitimately had a characterized separation of self, which I think the Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants have to do. But when they get back home, it might be a little more of a complicated conversation to have with their loved ones. But saying that he gave them a nickname is in itself pretty generous, because one of the women's nicknames was Wire. Wire. Wire was the nickname that he gave to a woman. I guess my point is that Chris Harrison is more of a public enemy than Flavor Flav ever was. And having a black bachelor is so scandalous a thought that it led to a big cocaine sex party when the producers of a fake reality dating show on a Lifetime television series pulled it off. That's a true story. Check out Unreal, you guys. I will definitely cop to ironically liking most of Flavor of Love, but I still think there's room to genuinely love things that are inherently silly. For instance, I'm a huge fan of the young adult book series The Animorphs. And I know I actually genuinely love it because I went back and read the first four books in recent memory, you know, for like the only reason that anyone has hobby these days, because I was going to start a podcast about them. But I genuinely think there was some killer stuff in those books. In the first book, helmed by Rachel, the kind of like warrior queen badass of the group, who is like a blonde gymnast and a real looker, she calls her friend and fellow Animorph a sexist for referring to a woman as a skank. These books were written in like 95. Shows like Friends were still using pejoratives when a character wore the quote unquote wrong bag. All of the teens could acquire and morph into animals, and that fact is important to the rest of this joke, so if you're not familiar with the book series, you're pretty much caught up. There's some stuff about aliens we could talk about after the show. Believe me, I will talk to you about it after the show. But there's a passage in the same book where Rachel is essentially catcalled and subsequently followed, and she is a teenaged high school girl, mind you, and she's kind of seething with anger and fear, and it's written from her perspective, so you're kind of getting a little bit of insight into that. And then she suddenly realizes she can start turning into an elephant. That is amazing. She turns around to this creep to reveal that she has like a fleshy proboscis and exaggerated ears, and her hands and feet are bulging. And of course the dude runs away, because that is fucking terrifying. And so badass. I mean, if women could do that, we would do it all the time. And we would go through so many pairs of shoes. And it would be worth it. And we would do it anyway. I mean, catcalling and female endangerment is real as fuck. And they address it in book 2 of the Animorph series. It took the television show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a TV show about cops, 4 seasons to attempt to address racial profiling. It was really good, though. But like, look it up, it was really good. Apples and oranges, sure. But damn, K.A. Applegate, get it, girl. Yes. I really like wondering how authors like Applegate land on like ideas for book series. But a thing that I definitely ponder more is how the trial and error involved in like figuring out what we could eat and drink. Because, like, if you think about it for a second, coffee at its core is fucking baffling. I mean, somebody took these, like, bean fruits and, I don't know, maybe just tried to soak them in water as is, and we're like, doesn't taste great. Let's put them in a pot. Throw some fire under it, roast these bad boys, try it again, still no, not much flavor involved. Maybe we mash them up, then pour some water through them, strain all the bad stuff out. Okay, this is crazy, but it tastes still just okay. Like, we might have to add some stuff to it, and it'll taste decent. I like the idea of tea is less weird, but still, you know, some suckers had to mash up like oak leaves or some shit and try that and realize it was bad and dry them out and realize it was still bad and try new leaves, and like we landed on something really nice. And you know, along with that kind of process, the idea of smoking some of these same leaves. We do that too, guys. We do it. And it's crazy, you know, because someone rolled up a bunch of leaves that were dried out and they were all mashed up and lit them on fire and then sucked in all the smoke and was like, that made me feel different. That is crazy. But I truly think that one of the most insane things to me about smoking is the idea that people do it through the winter. Like, if I'm ever on my way home and it's really fucking cold outside and I see someone, like, without gloves on, like, clutching a cigarette outside of a bar, I'm like, God, I am so glad I don't have an addiction like that. I played Pokemon Go through the whole winter. And the only real thing that I got out of that addiction is the attempt to catch them all. So, who am I to say, you know? Everybody, like the things you like. Be addicted to the things that you're addicted to, and try to stay warm when you do it. Thank you so much.
Yeah! Thank you, Mary Beth Smith. Mary Beth, I like your shoes as well. So I want to go back to that catcalling point for a second. Animorphs might be one of the only places where catcalling is actually okay. Does one of the characters turn into a cat?
Oh God. Yeah.
You guys, you see where I'm going with this.
The same book. The book she's talking about is the one where she turns into a cat.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. It's layers, guys. Layers.